Hi, this is Kenneth John of Freedom Rings. Join me every Monday morning from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock for a spirited discussion of the issues of the day. Are you sick of the same tired positions the liberals and conservatives make? Check out A Fresh Perspective on Freedom Rings, Monday mornings from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Right here on AM 1410 WRMN. Give me liberty or give me death. You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating provides superior service for painting, full finishing, wallpapering, plastering, and drywall taping. No interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Think fast.
Now breathe.
Think slow.
And stretch.
Think round. Think square. There's plenty to think about in the newest research now coming out. It shows that regular exercise and a diet low in saturated fats and rich in antioxidants are not only good for your heart, they might even help to reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. So the Alzheimer's Association encourages you to think small, as in blueberries and other dark-skinned fruits. Think big, as in a long, brisk walk and a big bowl of dark green leafy veggies. And think about your future by visiting the Alzheimer's Association today at ALZ.org for more ways to maintain your brain. ALZ.org. Thinking ahead today might make all the difference tomorrow.
Hi, my name's Frank. I'm a pedestrian you just passed back there. Yeah, you were going pretty fast. I don't even think you saw me. But it was partly my fault. I was on the cell phone too. It's actually funny because I drive sometimes myself, and I know how easy it is to get distracted with all those irresistible gadgets like dual-zone heating systems and in-dash computers and satellite radio stations. I mean, what's so interesting about a pedestrian? Well, for one thing, I could pop out right in front of you when you least expect it, or I could be a kid chasing a dog. I could be in a hurry. Of course, I try to be safe. I use a crosswalk, so I wait for the signal. I look both ways, and before I cross the street, I make eye contact to make sure you see me. But once in a while, either of us could make a mistake. So next time, let's look out for each other.
A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. For more on driver and pedestrian safety, visit AAOS.org.
Nice seatbelt, by the way.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
And welcome to Freedom Rings. I am your host, Kenneth John. Guess we're going to have an open line today. We were supposed to have Cindy Sheehan, the mother of the dead Iraqi war soldier who has been protesting in front of President Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas, and then her mother came down with a stroke. And we haven't been able to contact her, so I assume that she's got more important things right now. So unfortunately, maybe a little later in the season, we'll be able to interview her. So, well, rather disappointing. But on the other hand, we have an open line today, folks. So anything about economics, law, politics, or philosophy is welcome. I see Derek said both Chicago teams are going down the drain, baseball teams.
No, no.
Seven games, kid. They'll have an 8.5 game lead in the division.
Yeah, but yeah.
How many times have they beaten the Yankees this year?
3 out of 6. Split with them.
Okay. Is that okay? I thought it was a little worse than that.
No, no.
All right. We'll see.
Bears won.
Bears looked pretty good, actually. I thought.
Not horrible.
Made Peyton Manning look bad.
Yeah.
Bad. He spent a lot of time on his back that night.
It made
the offensive line look really bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the Bears' defense looked awfully good, and that punt return looked like a championship team.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty, wasn't it?
That was wonderful.
Out left and right.
Left and right fouling all his blockers, and the blockers did a fantastic job.
Directly there, knocking people down. I was shocked.
I've hardly ever seen that from a Bears TV part. I mean, it was great. It wasn't just an individual great running effort or anything. It was just a perfectly executed return.
It was a great team effort.
Great team effort, absolutely. So, who knows? maybe the Bears will pull something interesting. At least make it interesting a little bit this year, despite the fact that the one person everybody had been looking up towards to be the savior of the season gets injured for the season for the third time in a row. You got to wonder if Rex Grossman's ever going to play again.
Probably not here.
So, all right, let's move on. Let's move on. I don't really have a stupid regulation of the week this week, but instead, I'd like to report on an event I attended yesterday. Very interesting. It was, I believe, put on by the American Free Press, which is the organization that used to be, that used to publish the Spotlight. And the main speaker was William Rodriguez, who was a janitor at the World Trade Center during 9/11, and who was really turned out to be a hero, saved hundreds of people's lives, kept them going back in, almost lost his own life, darted underneath a fire truck just as the building collapsed, and that saved his life. He had a very interesting personal account of what happened. And I'll tell you what, I had the same impression watching him as I did when I saw a few years back a survivor of Waco, David Thibodeau, speak to the Libertarian Party of Illinois convention. You hear ahead of time, these guys, Thibodeau had to be a nut because he was part of a cult. And I had heard something about Rodriguez, little few screws loose or something. That's what the establishment, I think, would like you to believe. And I came away the same way as I came away listening to Thibodeau, as listening to Rodriguez, was that this is a very sincere man who has his head on straight. And he presented a very believable account, very detailed, believable account of what happened at the World Trade Center on 9/11. And the bottom line is, he was, when it first happened, he was in the basement. Now, the basement at the World Trade Center had six levels, B1 through B6. He was on B1. The first explosion he heard, he is absolutely sure, was underneath him. The first explosion he heard, he is absolutely sure, was underneath him. He reported this. He then subsequently heard a way more distant explosion above. About, if I recollect correctly, somebody can call me in because I saw some of my listeners there yesterday. I think a second or two later, he heard the explosion from above, far more distant, after the initial explosion. He testified behind closed doors to that 9/11 commission that came up with the report, and his testimony was not included in the report, because evidently it didn't coincide with what they wanted to put in their report. I'm not drawing any, definitive conclusions from this, but it's very interesting to me that, first of all, they wouldn't include someone who was right there like that,
and who turned out to be a hero saving lives, they wouldn't include his testimony in the report. It tends to make one believe the worst of your government. See, I'm not concluding anything yet, but I'll tell you what, this Rodriguez guy, and I'm going to try to get him on the program, sounds very believable. On the other hand, the rest of the people that were part of this program, they could be telling the truth, but I got the impression it was brainwashing, snake oil. And it's unfortunate. And it's something, and I guess I'm directing this, usually I direct my my concerns, my admonishment towards, or whatever, towards, those intellectually dishonest Republican types, or statist Democrats for that matter. But this time, my comments and concerns are directed to what I consider the freedom movement, the patriot community, the movement that I am part of to try to restore individual freedom and self-responsibility to this country. There's a certain aspect of this movement that is willing to believe with a non-objective manner, I think, looking at things, willing to believe that there's always a conspiracy and the government's always wrong. And I may actually believe that too, but I want to see the facts. I want to see a logically drawn construct that leads to a certain conclusion. Not something haphazard that if you accepted all the complaints of what's true, what's not true, and you add them up, they just don't add up. Because, for example, one of the speakers, they keep on saying that there were drones that went into the Pentagon, or maybe a drone that went into the World Trade Center, and yet, on the other hand, they're saying the Israeli intelligence warned the American government ahead of time of the terrorists that were going to, use planes to attack the World Trade Center. Well, those two don't mesh. And I guess my point is that when you make such a serious charge of, a modern-day Reichstag bombing, which is what some of these people from the American Free Press are charging, you better have your facts all in the row. They better be incontrovertible when you make that charge. And you better not be subject to haphazard talk. This one gentleman out in McHenry County is, again, I don't know if he's associated with American Free Press or not. I don't think he is, but he was one of their speakers. He's the one who slowed down the video of the plane going into the building of 911, and he concludes that he saw a flash, like an explosive flash, from the plane before it hit the building, implying or actually stating that there was a missile that was shot into it first. Now, I don't understand the logic of why they would need a missile when they got thousands of gallons of jet fuel anyway in that plane. And then they show the video, and they say, see, it's conclusive. It's obvious that there was an explosion before it hit the building. And I think they have an audience there that's just willing, to believe that, because they want to believe the worst. And I looked at it, and I looked at it, and looked at it, and I could, after the life of me, conclude irrefutably that the explosion happened ahead of time. It seemed to me it could have been the nose of the plane hitting the building and creating some sparks or whatever, or, that kind of flash. And then there was another point that this guy made from McHenry that he actually said two flights didn't happen. The two flights, referring to the one flight that eventually, supposedly, allegedly went into the Pentagon, and the other flight over Pennsylvania that never made it. He said those flights never happened. And I challenged him on that. I said, yeah, have you checked the passenger list? Because he says, and none of the passengers' families have applied for the government stipends or whatever, you know, to compensate for the deaths. I said, well, just because they didn't apply for that, that doesn't prove anything. Have you checked the flight list and whether or not these people actually died or not? And then all of a sudden one of the guys backtracked and says, oh, we're not saying the flights didn't exist. They did, but where they ended up, where the planes ended up, is another story. Well, that's totally different than saying the flights didn't exist. And so my admonishing here, I guess, to the Patriot community is, you've got to be intellectually honest, even more so than anybody else, when you're making such a charge. And that is what keeps the freedom movement on the fringe. That is why the general populace will not tend to believe you when you make such assertions as the flights didn't exist. Well, of course they existed. Now, whether or not those were the planes that went into the Pentagon, that may be open to question. But don't try to use, again, and so one guy, and that same guy from McHenry says, raise your hands if anybody still believes the government story on 911. Well, one person partially kind of raised his hand. And so then he erroneously, illogically concluded, well, then you all should go out and spread the word of the truth. And I got up later and I said, just because we don't believe the government story doesn't mean we necessarily believe yours. I'm skeptical of both. And I think a good, objective, logical person looking at this thing, that's the way you got to look at it. You got to be skeptical of both. So, I guess in conclusion, all I'm saying is, I was glad I went to the seminar, and the eyewitness testimony of William Rodriguez was compelling. And I believe he believes he heard what he heard. And it very well could have been an explosion first. And maybe that implies there was an inside job. And what I would say is more investigation needs to be done. Again, the other people that were there, they just turned me off with their tactics. With, I think, intellectually dishonest tactics. William Rodriguez sounds very believable, and I think it should make one question the official government story on 911. I am Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. Open line. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. I'd especially like to hear your reaction to my little diatribe here this morning. Give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, 1 block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Hello friends, this is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a 2-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, non-profit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Ring to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Ring. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
We are back with Freedom Rings Open Line. Let's go right to the phone. First, we have Grace. Hello, Grace.
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
I'm sorry that Cindy couldn't make it today. I'm sorry about her mother.
Yes.
But you know, Ken, I was thinking, I know a lot of people don't like Bill Clinton, but I was thinking, how would Bill Clinton have handled this woman?
He would have talked to her.
He would have gone out.
He's not stupid. He's very, as evil as he was, he's very smart.
And he wants everyone to like him. Like I used to say, that's what children of alcoholics, you know, they have to pacify and everything like that. But he would have gone out there and he smoothed with her and put his arm around her.
And that's the point. Just not as far as really true humanitarian reasons, and Clinton's wouldn't be humanitarian either, but for purely political reasons, Bush is a fool. For not stopping it at the pass, you know, right from the beginning, before she became a big national celeb hero, to talk to her. In fact, any mother or wife of a husband or son who has been slain, Bush should be able to spend 5 or 10 minutes with.
And
right?
Yesterday I heard that those big limousines leave the Crawford Ranch with all those big shots in them. Leave the protesters in the dust, you know. Don't even acknowledge them.
Well, it's foolish. It's they're repeating history, and those who don't learn lessons of history are condemned to repeat them, and they're repeating it. It's so arrogant and foolish. That's all he needs to do is talk to her, and she would have, and the movement would have gone away probably. Now I think this thing may be unstoppable.
Oh, I think it is, too. And they can't say it's all leftist, either.
No.
Because that's insulting.
No.
That's almost as insulting as that horrible picture I saw. So that monster down there in Texas that ran over
the
crosses.
Yeah, what an idiot. Well, there's a lot of morons all over the place.
Goodness.
But I guess since Texas is so big, they got some big morons there. You know?
They call us unpatriotic. Trying to put that label on Democrats. McGovern flew 39 missions over Berlin during World War II.
There's nothing so disgusting to me as a chicken hawk.
Oh, the patriotism is the last resort of the scoundrel.
There you go. And I think the war only enjoys like a 35% support now from the official polls. It's becoming a very unpopular war, faster than Vietnam became an unpopular war, actually.
Well, yesterday, I heard on Air America, if you don't mind my mentioning it, on Bill Malloy's show, on Mike Malloy's show, that this Bill Gallagher, another talk show host, took two busloads of pro-Bush demonstrators down there to the Crawford Ranch by Cindy.
Yeah.
And they opened the windows and they hollered, "We don't care. We don't care."
Well, Ben Gallagher's another idiot. I listened to him once, I think, and that was more than I could take for the rest of my life.
Isn't that something to say? That's just as crazy as saying, "Bring them on" when you're safe in the White House, surrounded by social
security. A lot of fools out there, Grace.
Secret Service and everything.
All right. Grace, thanks for your call. I got to move on.
Okay, bye.
Appreciate it. Okay, we have Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hey, big guy. How you doing?
Doing all right. What's happening?
Yeah, Joseph. Still sounds good today.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's a regular caller to both the stations. He said that we should all try to not just make the complaints, but we should try to help solve the problems. So that's what I'm going to do here. I'm going to try to help solve the problems. We're putting together a petition here. We got a petition to try to get the federal government to come in and investigate the Kane County State's Attorney and other police units within the county that have either committed crimes or have refused to follow due diligence. Refuse to follow the laws of the Constitution. Can I give my number and email to see if anyone would like to sign this petition to ask the federal government? Fitzgerald there, months and months back, he had asked us all, as Illinoisans, to please come forward and report any any crimes. Or
so let me ask you first, what crimes do you have that you're coming forward on?
Which crime?
From as far as the Kane County State's Attorney's Office.
You want to go back to the Megan Gurecki episode?
Oh, I thought you were thinking about something more recent. Okay.
Oh, well, we have a lot more recent, but let's go back to there when the FBI whitewashed the investigation. Let's go back to there. Okay. Three times she was recorded on telephone offering tape to play. Can we agree on that?
Pardon me?
Three times she was recorded on the messaging machine offering pay for play. She even told you who you had to pay to play. She mentioned the name of who you paid the money to, didn't she?
Yes, I believe she did.
And I believe that man is now went to an outer village and is now the boss of an outer village.
Okay.
Okay. So what I want to do is start with the Megan Gurecki affair and get the feds to come back in here and relook. Take a second look at that FBI investigation of the Megan Gurecki affair and then go from there with the other assorted crimes that the...
Yeah, I'm more just sick of them because I've heard about Gurecki before. I was just interested if you had, because I hadn't heard anything newer. But if you had some knowledge, I'd love to hear it.
Well, how about the Aurora police detectives who lied to 7-year-old women, 7-year-old children? They lied, and they said that Coach Mike confessed to the crime.
Oh, okay. Right.
During interrogations,
right.
They told 7-year-old girls that the coach had admitted to the crime. That's far different from a Supreme Court ruling that says police can lie to through interrogations, they can lie to adults. As a matter of fact, there's prohibitions in effect that say you can't lie to children who are minors and under the age of reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think Lieutenant Dan would come out here and give us the rule and the protocol that allowed the police officers to lie to 7 years old? I've been asking him for 3 or 4 months to come on the radio to read the protocol or the rule. The rule of law that gives the Aurora Police Department the right to lie to 7 years old.
That is so outrageous what they did. I mean, that happens all the time. Social workers on these abuse cases do that all the time.
I know, and it happens all the time, but that doesn't mean that it's right.
Oh,
right.
I agree with you. No, it's a huge
there's
problem.
There's two examples off the top of my head. I don't
Very
want
good.
To name particular officers unless we can give them due diligence, you know, just to say their name and what crimes they committed, you know. Let's take the two judges over in DuPage County who refused to blow. Over a decade, 2 decades of case law, we've come to the rulings, to the law, that if you refuse to blow, you have a mandatory 6-month suspension for refusing to blow.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Well, you're general, ordinary citizen, that's the way it happens.
Yeah, ordinary citizen, unless you're protected by clout and power of the above.
Right.
So I didn't want to name particular cases. I just want to know.
No, that's fine. No, I appreciate you getting more specific. What's your number and an email address that you wanted to leave?
On the phone number, it's 815-242-0019. That's 815-242-0019. And if you have an actual case of police criminal activities in either of the counties, you can give me a small story about it. We're collecting, we're booking them the best we can and putting them in order for the day that the feds do come in.
All right.
That's Trucker Tom, all lowercase, Trucker Tom 444.
Very good.
@gmail.com.
Oh, sorry, okay. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate your call.
Thanks.
All right. Let's move on to, we got Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Ken. I agree with your analysis of the meeting yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What was, I think, a little more disturbing to me was they had this airline pilot that got up. Was talking about the Shanksville crash.
I couldn't even follow him.
Well,
I didn't get it. I mean, he was so out of fire left field as far as I could turn.
He claimed that there was little or no wreckage at the Shanksville location. Well, they didn't show any pictures of it. I don't recall seeing that many pictures of that site.
Right.
I do know there was stuff that was blown around the area. Some of it had fallen out on its path coming in, I think,
mm-hmm.
is what... What my recollection
well,
is.
Well, if the plane blew up in midair, it's going to be, the part's going to be over a mile
right.
of radius.
I'm surprised they didn't bring up the suggestion of there being another jet in the area right before that crash. And, you know, there were suggestions that maybe the military really did shoot that plane down. And the evidence, part of the evidence would be that some of the contents of the plane escaped before the plane actually crashed. But it was the pilot's position, I think, that there was so little wreckage that it really wasn't a plane.
Right.
If you're doing 1,000 miles an hour, coming nearly straight down, you're going to accordion into the ground, you know, 15, 20 feet, and just as these planes hit these solid buildings, you know, the flash of light could very easily be explained by oxidizing aluminum when it is, you know, forced into a solid object at 1,000 miles, or at, well, in the case of the jets going in the World Trade Center, you know, at least 500 miles an hour.
Right.
You know, it's just spontaneously oxidizing.
Right.
So, you know, they're really...
Well, that aspect of it was totally unclear to me. And okay. Again, not to say that what they're asserting might not be true, but they can't make the assertion that it's obvious that this is this and such.
Yeah, well,
it wasn't obvious at all.
They were also talking about the pod on the belly of the airliner in one of these pictures, and I remember they flashed up a picture, you know, it was a fuzzy picture.
I couldn't tell anything.
I couldn't see anything on the bottom of it, and you know, it just doesn't fit. The whole a pilot flying that plane, you know, a legitimate pilot would walk around his plane before he flew. Someone wouldn't put a missile on the bottom of the plane before it takes off.
Yeah, that's hard to believe.
And the pilot not realizing.
And the logic of it's hard to believe. Why would they need that?
Right, right.
You got thousands of gallons of jet fuel. It's going to create quite an explosion by itself.
Yeah,
you know, so.
I was kind of talking with people afterwards, and you know, I think a lot of people bought into some of their suggestions about these issues, and I did agree that the Rodriguez guy was very credible, but
that was
how he got
my next
up
question.
With these other people,
yeah.
You know, I think it's just a matter of him using them as a way to get publicity for his case, and he,
or vice versa.
Has a very, very valid first-hand account of what happened, but, you know, these guys are kind of a tangled mess as far as what, you know, what they're asserting in there.
Yeah, it's dark board conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
I think. It's not a logically consistent, you know, there's a lot of things they're saying that the government are lying about, but if you put them together, their case doesn't make sense either.
Yeah.
That's the problem. So, yeah, as I said, just from William Rodriguez's testimony, I think there's a lot of unanswered questions that need to be found out, and a lot of concerns that I have. But the other stuff, I'm afraid, I didn't buy it.
Yeah, it doesn't stand the test of logic.
Exactly.
So, you did a good job.
Thanks for checking in, Bob.
Okay, bye.
All righty. Okay, I think we'll break. This is Freedom Rings, and we have an open line today. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. Give us a call at 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders. Good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones.
Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19th out of 21 countries on map scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president.
And re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public school.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? call John. John Spazzeri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazzeri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazzeri. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings. We have an open line today, so let's go right back to the phone. And we have Wendell on the line. Hello, Wendell.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, this is a red letter day for your audience, and that you've actually displayed a certain amount of reasonableness when it comes to this conspiracy. But then I would assume after this point you'll stop referring to the World Trade Center thing as another Reichstag situation.
I've never concluded that. I've always said that I have my questions about it. And I've also said, what I do believe, Wendell, is that I do believe it was allowed to happen at the very least. I think there's ample evidence, even through the 911 report, of that it was allowed to happen.
I don't necessarily believe that that's true, but this group that met in promoting this stuff is just another example of the discontented and disaffected in our society, and this Sheehan woman, she's just another Jane Fonda type, and she is, I'm glad to hear, though, that you're being reasonable about conspiracies.
I think I always have been, actually.
Because the new one that I understand is going around, and I don't believe is true, is that the CIA actually made her mother ill so she'd get away from the farms.
Oh, well.
The ranch.
I don't have a knee-jerk reaction for conspiracy theories or against the conspiracy theories. I like to look at the facts on an individual case and make my own conclusions. Conspiracies do happen. I don't think they happen every time. So who knows? CIA has killed people before. I guess it's possible. I don't know the facts.
I don't necessarily believe that that's possible. If the CIA does kill somebody or make them ill, it's for a good purpose and it's been approved because they are an extension of our leader, Mr. Bush, who's doing a fine job and should be left alone while he's taking a well-deserved vacation. I mean, what other president has takes this kind of time to go and exercise and clear brush? The man is as fit as a fiddle.
Physically.
He was with Mr. Armstrong, who I find to be a hero, a man who's overcome many things.
Yeah.
And if he does decide to go into politics, I do hope it's underneath the wing of and under the auspices of our wonderful leader, Mr. Bush.
I'm just curious, Wendell, in case Lance Armstrong has been discovered to, which I think is alleged, to have taken steroids, would that change your opinion of him?
Well, if he did take the steroids, it was probably for a medical situation, considering he was fighting cancer.
That's an interesting point. What if it was before cancer? I'm just giving a hypothetical, and I don't know the specifics about his case and steroids.
No, I'm not sure that I'm against the steroid use if it's done under doctor supervision. We know that underneath our Mr. Rumsfeld, who's doing a fine job underneath Mr. Bush, that they've been working on enhancing the capabilities of our fighting forces using steroids and helping them to be better soldiers. And I think under doctors...
So you think the Major League Baseball organization should just allow anybody who wants to take steroids to go ahead and do that? And what does that tell the kids? Should kids, should 12-year-olds be able to, you know, start taking steroids too?
Children should not be allowed to have steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Much like they're not allowed to smoke or have any other drugs.
Well, it's an interesting perspective. Actually, some of my libertarian friends might agree with you. I tend to be on the opposite side of it. I think that steroids are very destructive, and these people that have taken them are going to be sorry in the future. In fact, I believe, and people could say differently, but I believe Walter Payton is dead right now because of steroid use.
I
have just third-hand knowledge of him taking it, but...
That's the problem with these things being underground and not being regulated by competent doctors.
Wait, you're making an argument for legalization. You know, that's the same argument that legalizers of all drugs make, Wendell.
Yes, well, this isn't exactly the same.
Oh. I'll tell you what, marijuana's never killed one person. Steroids have.
Marijuana.
As a matter of fact, steroids killed my brother, as a matter of fact.
Marijuana is an evil drug, and it causes laziness. Everybody who smokes it is lazy.
That's sadly untrue statement, Wendell. That's absurd. Some people, that may be true. Some people, everybody that takes it is lazy.
Because they're looking to escape from their troubles in life and not be willing to face them.
I can't remember the person, but I see wasn't it one American who got an Olympic medal was taken away from them. It was in an endurance event like swimming or, you know, some track event or something like that. And they took away because of marijuana use. And I'm saying, boy, they should get a higher medal. If the guy was taking marijuana and he still was able to run that fast and swim that fast, that's quite a feat.
My opinion on this is that the marijuana is an evil gateway drug and that it does lead to other things.
Yeah, 99.9% of people who are on heroin started on milk.
Well, comparing apples and oranges.
I don't think so.
Count.
All right, we have a lot of people waiting to talk. Wendell, I appreciate your call. I got to move on.
All right, remember, Ken's not a conspiracy.
No, it can or can't be. You know, we have to look at the facts. Okay, let's move on. We have Mike. Hello, Mike.
Morning, Ken. Enjoy the program.
Thank you.
Glad to see that Wendell, you know, agrees that, you know, you're not just a mind-numb robot and that you actually investigate, you know, each individual thing to the best of your ability and make a decision on the facts that you can find.
Right.
So when I heard that, I about fell over. I was about to call 911 and hang up because I was definitely going into cardiac arrest. But I appreciate Wendell calling in. It keeps the, you know, discussion lively, at least.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I just letting you update you a little. I sent you some stuff on Mr. Fantasy, so hopefully you can get
away. Oh, yeah, I'm going to follow up on that today.
All right. I confronted Steve Rochberger on your sister station earlier this morning about Mr. Fantasy's case, since he had the background in accounting Mr. Rochberger does. And he's running for, you know, governor now.
Yeah.
I asked him, I said, you know, you have the Bernice Kugelin case, the Bannister case, and at the end of this month, the Irwin Schiff case. And I said, the IRS hasn't produced the evidence to get convictions on these people yet. So why do I have to pay taxes if they can't show me a law requiring me to do so? Well, then he did his normal backflip and, well, you know, there's a lot of this, that, and the other, and we're looking at, you know, a national consumption tax because, you know, there's like 9,000 pages to the IRS code and all the typical, but he never answered the question.
Yeah, well.
You know, and the host didn't press him on it, which is usual, because it's like, all right, thanks for your call. Wouldn't let me follow up, of course, but wait a minute, you know. What happened to, you know, being proven guilty before you're executed, not being executed, and then having a trial, you know? But anyways, yeah, you're doing a great job down there, Ken, and Wendell, keep calling in, because anything more like that, I'm going to start to think this is a comedy show.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Right.
This is Freedom Ring from Kenneth John, and we will be back after a few messages.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and the Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruption, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, 1 block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
The fight for fans of fear to small. Be thankful I don't take it all. Come on, the tax man.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings. Let's go back to the phones. We have Keith. Hey, Keith.
Man, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm thank you for your program. I listen to it avidly when I'm home.
Great.
And I think a lot of people miss what are the things that you're putting over. That is, have a right to protest, and that lady has a right to protest.
Well, absolutely.
Whether she's right or wrong, she has the right to protest. And the gentleman who called her another Hanoi Jane...
Oh, there's no comparison.
No comparison. Hanoi Jane went to the enemy.
Right.
The only way she got away with it was our chicken government hadn't declared war.
Well, yeah, it's a police action, just as this
yeah,
is.
That's it.
Well, I would say illegal, unconstitutional war is
yeah.
both.
And I thought that was a bad form, as we say, the British.
Yeah, it was absurd, actually.
Yeah, and the next thing was that... as far as the Iraq war is concerned, my wife's been out there. She's probably going to go out again. I think our generals are having the same problem as that great general who knocked the hell out of our army, the British Army, Washington, where the Congress kept getting involved. The politicians need to get their noses out, give them direct orders, go and fight the war, and let them fight the war.
I think this type of war is impossible to win, Keith. It's absolutely impossible to win.
If
you heard, listen to the other previous generals that they really suggested it's time to get the hell out of there.
Yeah, let the generals get out there, do what they can, and then say, that's it. Sorry, we can't do no more.
No, and then now we see evidence that, which I thought was only a matter of time, Afghanistan is now rumbling. And we're getting a lot more deaths of our men in uniform in Afghanistan, too. The Taliban is starting to regroup and fight back. And they will continue. It's their land.
Another thing is when I listen to the program about this, you know, the conspiracy theories that come up. Everybody seems to see conspiracies in everything.
And some see conspiracies in nothing.
Yeah, and
you got to look at every individual case.
There was a gentleman on the radio, another station, actually on 1410, a gentleman called Savage.
Oh, yeah, I know him, yeah.
Yeah, he was railing on about the British government hiding facts about the underground bombings in London. And his reasoning for that was that they moved the underground train out at midnight and took it through the streets of London wrapped up in cellophane. Well, any person with any common sense who knows Europe, you don't go moving several ton trains around the streets of London in the middle of the day. You know, this can't be done. You already know.
I wouldn't think so. I got to run, Keith.
Okay.
Appreciate it. All right, let's get John Rutsis real quick. Hey, John, you've got a few seconds here.
Okay, anybody interested in the war on terror conspiracy theories really, really needs to watch the BBC three-part documentary called The Power of Nightmares, tracing the extremist Muslim movement and the neocon movement. Great series, explains a lot. And I think that Wendell is the result of a conspiracy by your radio cabal to increase ratings.
Hey, John.
That's it. Take care.
All right, we'll see you. This is from Anonymous, quotation of the week. When a well-packaged web of lies has been sold gradually to the masses of generations, the truth will seem utterly preposterous and its speaker a raving lunatic. Thank you.
The preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications.